a Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The well-paid strategists who are hired to advise Republican candidates consistently urge the GOP to focus on fiscal issues and not talk about social issues. They say that running on conservative views, such as traditional marriage and the right to life, scares away voters. But as the long fight over daycare shows, support for values such as the nuclear family simply cannot be separated from limited government and lower spending. I tell about some of these daycare battles in my new book called Who Killed the American Family? In the 1970s, feminists began demanding government universal daycare programs that would cover every social and economic group. The liberals wanted daycare to lure women out of their homes and into the workforce. The feminists got Congress to pass the Comprehensive Child Development Bill, but it was famously vetoed by President Richard Nixon, and the feminists are still crying about that veto. Although Nixon expanded government in many ways, in this instance, his daycare veto message perfectly expressed how social and fiscal conservatism are connected. He noted that good public policy should enhance parental authority and parental involvement with children, but government daycare would just add a new army of bureaucrats. The feminists tried again, of course. Daycare was one of their hot-button issues throughout the 1970s. In 1989, legislation called the ABC Bill would have given the government responsibility for raising children. In the 1990s, Hillary Clinton tried to advance the cause once again with a big White House conference. President Obama is now constantly promoting what he calls universal pre-K. Providing government-run daycare for all would add billions to the government's budget. Those who call for the GOP to ignore social issues are clearly also betraying fiscal conservatism.
The destruction of the nuclear family has left Americans turning to Big Brother government to provide health care, education, babysitting, and an erratic moral compass. The new book, Who Killed the American Family, exposes the forces that orchestrated this disaster. Get your copy autographed by Phyllis Schlafly at a special discount at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Thank you. There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Welcome to the Monday, December 1st, 2014 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next hour. I took the week off last week and worked Monday and Tuesday, and then I just kind of, took the rest of the week, recouped, ran a few errands, did a few things, and I'm back in the saddle again. I've had a number of requests for this lady that's coming up here in just a minute, but before I do that, let me say that I want to warn you, I think I'm having an allergic reaction because I got a bit of a sniffle today, and I'm sneezing like crazy, and it might be because I took a mini hike last night, and I think I might have an allergic reaction to the cactus that jumped out and stabbed me. So I walked up to a cactus, and I wanted to push down on the thorn to see how how stiff it was, and it jumped up and bit me. So anyway, with that said, as I said, I've had a number of requests to have this lady return. I haven't had her on for a while. This lady's an ex-CIA asset, author of the book Extreme Prejudice, one of my favorite guests to have on the air, Ms. Susan Lindauer. She has a radio show of her own and has had for quite some time now, I believe. Susan, are you with me?
Hey, I'm right here. yeah, everybody, you can check me out on Saturdays and Sunday mornings on Truth Frequency Radio from 11 to 1 a.m. Eastern Time. But today, tonight, I'm gonna give you guys a lecture.
Oh.
I know that there's a lot of, good, loyal Republicans out there who are in this audience. And I have a message for you that I hope you're gonna take to heart and really think about. Because I know that in 2016, there's gonna be a fight. There's gonna be a knockdown, drag out battle to take back the soul of this country. And I just have one thing I want to say to you, and I want to say it now while the Republicans are gearing up for this fight and beginning to choose their candidate. I don't want to wait till the end when it's over and say, hey, guess what? That's not good for our country. I want to say it now so that those people in the Republican Party can open their minds and realize how things are going to play with the American people.
Okay, so let me ask you this: your prophecy for who's going to be on the ticket, both Republican.
I won't say prophecy. I'm going to say there's no way it better happen. And that
well,
is that
give us
is
your vision.
I'm not going to say prophecy. No, baby.
Okay.
I'm going to say there's no way that this must be allowed to happen. There are many good Republicans, and I'm not going to tell. there are many good Republicans, and I'm not going to endorse anyone. I'll just tell you that I used to love Ron Paul. Too bad he can't run. But, and that should tell you my mindset. But the one candidate who must stay off the ballot no matter what is Jeb Bush.
Well, Jeb now, Bush. We all know, I mean, the listening audience, or at least the vast majority of the listening audience, is familiar with your escapades and how much you have a love for the Bush family, Susan. You know, but I want to get into some of the semantics about, you know, the reasons why you're putting this out on the airwaves. So, but before we do that, let's take a minute for the new listeners and kind of give them an overview of who you are, okay? So just kind of give us a one-minute preface as to what you're all about. Go ahead.
I was the chief CIA asset covering Iraq at the United Nations in New York from 1996 until the invasion in 2003. My cousin was the chief of staff to George Bush, Andrew Card, and unbeknownst to you all, He received 11 debriefing papers from me as I conducted the negotiations to resume the weapons inspections in Iraq. I also gave advance warning of the 9/11 attack. I learned about it from my CIA handler, Dr. Richard Fuse, in April and May of 2001. That is a show unto itself. And I was told in April and May of 2001 that to deliver a threat of war to the Iraqi embassy through my back channel. And I was told to inform the Iraqis that the threat of war originated at the highest levels of government above the CIA director and above the Secretary of State. That means in April and May of 2001, George Bush, Dick Cheney, and Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld were already aware of 9/11. In another factoid, in August of 2001, right after the Senate confirmation hearings for FBI Director Robert Mueller, on August 2nd, I went up to the Iraqi embassy for the last time and begged them for any news, any intelligence from Baghdad at all. They said, the only thing, Susie, is what is coming from you. All intelligence on 9/11 originates from Washington. And I went back and I told my CIA handler, and he said, yeah, we agreed. We had to do something. And on August 8th, maybe August 9th, I can pinpoint it to the day because of that Robert Mueller Senate nomination hearing, I personally phoned the office of Attorney General John Ashcroft, and I had not like the number you have on the highway, you know, the 1-800 number that, you know, they if you see a terrorist attack, call this 1-800 number and, you know, somebody will respond, you know, somebody in the ether will respond. I had been doing anti-terrorism for years, and I had a private phone number that had been given to me at some early stage of my career that in the case of emergency, if I could not reach my intelligence handler, I was to call that number and report it immediately, because we weren't going to be, you know, it used to be that things worked the way they should, and if there was intelligence and it needed to be acted on. Now, this was only for the case of emergency. On 9/11, on August 8th, I used that number, okay, because it was considered an emergency. And I asked for an emergency what's called an emergency broadcast alert across all federal agencies seeking any fragment of intelligence involving airplane hijackings and a strike on the World Trade Center as a known target, with the expectation of a possible miniature thermonuclear device.
Now, Susan, did you talk to John Ashcroft personally?
I talked to his. The person I was speaking to was one of his Justice Department coordinators, who assured me that he could look across the room and see John Ashcroft face to face.
Okay, All right,
I said, I want to know that you're going to go and tell him this as soon as we hang up the phone. And he said, yes, ma'am, I can see him. I can see him across the room. He's here. I said, is he there right now? And he said, yes, ma'am, he's there right now. And I said, as soon as we hang up the phone, I want you to go tell this to him because it's this serious.
Okay.
And he said, yes, I will. And then he also gave me the phone number for the Office of Counterterrorism at the Justice Department. He said, as soon as we hang up this phone, I want you to call this number over at the Office of Counterterrorism, repeat exactly what you just told me. And I said, thank you, sir. And I got off the phone and I did
exactly. All right. Let's hold up. We got to take a break, dear. We'll be back in 3 minutes. We'll continue with this. The Office of Counterterrorism. We're going to follow up and we're going to get into Jeb Bush here in a few minutes. So stick around. Back in 3 minutes. More to come.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Michael Herzog, your host, with my special guest, author of Extreme Prejudice, Susan Lindauer, former CIA asset. And Susan, we had to stop there. You were talking about, he told you to hang up the phone and call the Office of Counterterrorism. So go ahead and continue. Susan, is Susan there?
Hi there. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay.
There we go. Okay.
All right.
No, that was my mic. My mic was muted for a second
okay.
for the break.
So, all right, now, so you were going to call the Office of Counterterrorism.
Here's the thing. here's the thing. I don't want to go off on the 9/11 warnings. No, I want to focus this on Jeb Bush.
Right,
because
I wanted the new listeners to know who you were.
That's so right. Subsequent to this, ladies and gentlemen in the audience, the reason that you didn't know any of this in real time was that the Bush administration, I also covered Iraq, and there was a peace option on the table. I personally visited Colin Powell's residence twice before his big speech at the United Nations, warning him that the Iraqi exiles were fabricating and exaggerating intelligence reports on WMDs. My work was exemplary, and I want you to know why you don't know any of this. Because the Bush administration ordered that I would become the second non-Arab American ever indicted on the Patriot Act. And it is the Patriot Act and the actual attack on 9/11, which is why we must never allow any Bush, I don't care who they are, I don't care if it's cousin, brother, sister, male, female, whatever, transgender, forget about it. Forget about it. I don't care if it's the Hispanic adoptee. We don't want another Bush in the White House. This is a crime against the American people. And what happened to me is so appalling. I was subjected, most people still don't know what the Patriot Act is, and they've heard me talk about the 9/11 warnings, so please bear with me. You guys can research that on your own. The Patriot Act is pure evil. It takes away the freedom of this country it guts the Constitution. It shreds the Constitution. It criminalizes dissent. I was arrested on secret charges with secret evidence. In 5 years of indictment, I was never allowed to have a trial. I was held in prison on Carswell Air Force Base in Texas for a year. And only a year and a half after my release from prison, I finally was able to force a new judge to give me a hearing. And I was only allowed to have two witnesses, and the hearing was ostensibly to determine my competence to stand trial. Now, I want to talk about this because it's so shocking that because the bureaucracy, what the Bush administration did was they gave carte blanche to the bureaucracy to lie, to actually fabricate and falsify reports to a federal judge, what we would call in the private sector perjury. And what they did was outright perjury. We know that witnesses were paid off. My CIA handler had stolen, had siphoned, let's use a nicer word, he'd siphoned $13 million off emergency appropriations on the black budget for the 9/11 investigation. All of that ended up in his private bank accounts for the construction of a mega mansion in McLean, Virginia. The FBI laughed in my face when I told them this, and they said, yeah, he lives beautifully well. You should see how great his house is. And they didn't care. The corruption of the bureaucracy, when you're talking about the Justice Department, and you're talking about a citizen who's being denied the right to due process of law, I was threatened with indefinite detention for up to 10 years with no right to a hearing. My uncle, I had a public defender who was obviously pretty terrible, pretty lousy, to put it politely, he was lousy. But my uncle, who was a very fine attorney and very dedicated to my cause and tried very hard to help me, came to Carswell Air Force Base, and twice he was denied access to visit me, though he identified himself as family and attorney. And my attorney, on part of my legal team. And the military said, looked him straight in the eye and said, there is no prison here. There is no prison on this military base. And Susan Lindauer is not a resident of anything. She is nowhere in this geography. You are completely wrong. And he said, well, sir, you know, he showed them the legal papers from the judge ordering my surrender. He showed them letters from the prison that I'd written to him, because of course we had no idea this was going to happen, but he had all the proper paperwork, because he knows, he's an attorney, he knows what to do. He had filed everything and properly and got everything all, he got it all done, because there's things you have to do to get on a guest list for someone who's in prison. He did it all. They denied it. Then the next time he came to visit, they denied that there was visiting hours at the prison. Now each time he drove 700 miles to come see me. But the word had gone out down the bureaucracy, we can mess with this lady as much as we want. We have no obligation to commit. We are authorized to commit criminal actions. If you are a citizen and you're counting on the law and you're counting on due process and the Constitution of the United States, I'll tell you, the most precious document, you don't know how precious the Bill of Rights is until someone takes it away from you. And when they, you know, you can think about it now, but you don't know what it feels like. You don't know what it means until it's gone. And then you will discover that First Amendment is the most beautiful thing you ever heard. You would fight for that First Amendment.
And
like
Susan,
I'm doing right now.
During this entire year that you were incarcerated, they were doing everything possible to give you a chemical lobotomy with pharmaceuticals, were they not?
That is true. That is, and that is another horrifying fact, people. That now I want to be really clear, because there is confusion when I talk about this. I was never drugged. I refused. I said, heck no. I've promised Michael that I won't swear on air, because this is a family show, and I respect that you don't want to hear obscenities, but I could shower you with obscenities on how I feel about it. But they never were able to do it, because I did have a judge. The difference between NDAA and the Patriot Act is, thank God, thank heavens above, there is still a judge and a court that the defendant can petition to. And believe me, I did it. I did not hold back. I fought as hard as I've ever fought anything in my life. But what I ran into was corrupt bureaucrats committing crimes. Now, this was an actual crime to commit perjury in court. My story had been easily verified. People should know, listeners should know, that the Justice Department had issued a memo of understanding in a different case, a judiciary memo, on a different case about my CIA handler, and they had declared that he was a very high level intelligence operative and required the highest level of protection in any court setting, civil or criminal, and therefore that they should be able to make presentations to the judge, what they call in camera testate, which is when you give something behind closed doors to the judge that the defense attorney is not allowed to see. So
okay.
He'd already been declared this, and we could prove it. We have the paperwork to prove who he was.
I gotta stop you. Hold that thought, Susan. We gotta take another break. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. We're gonna get to Jeb Bush here in just a few minutes, so stick with us, folks. More to come. Be right back.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while. Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, you know, supplements and that sort of thing, and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it, she says, wow. I says, what's that say? So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol. So she says, I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, with my special guest, author of the book Extreme Prejudice, Susan Lindauer. Susan, you want to go ahead and continue?
Thank you so much. I want to come back and tie this to Jeb Bush.
Okay.
Because we have now reached a point. I don't need to, this audience is so sophisticated, I don't need to tell you that there were no 19 hijackers. I don't need to tell you this was an inside job, but you already know this. There's question whether I believe there were definitely airplanes involved, but I believe it was, what we call in the CIA a cover and deception operation, where the airplanes were a decoy, like a magician's trick. All eyes were on the left hand, which is the airplanes flying over the water, striking the towers, while the real action was a controlled demolition. And architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth have done some outstanding work. There's excellent work about mini thermonukes. I suspect that it was a combination of thermite and mini nukes, but I leave that to science. Okay, it should be a matter of scientific analysis to what type of explosives brought down that building. The bottom line is we have never had justice for 9/11, and I've never had justice for the Patriot Act. And between the two of these things, there is a dynamic, a commonality, and that is the Bush family. And just as we say many times that we wish for justice, that we're enraged that we don't have justice for the American people, and that we demand justice, it would be a horrible offense if the Republican Party were to put up Jeb Bush as the nominee for the Republican Party. There's got to be a good Republican. If the Republicans want in, it cannot be a man who's from a family that has killed American citizens. It cannot be a family that has encouraged mafia-style behavior in the bureaucracy, perjury in federal court, witness bribery, witness tampering. Another one of my witnesses was suddenly whisked off to the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota for a heart transplant. He'd had heart trouble for years and only had a VA healthcare plan and disability from Social Security. He had no money, and yet all of a sudden he's got all expenses paid for a six-figure heart transplant, very, very, very expensive, at the Mayo Clinic with the finest doctors and hospitals in the world in this area. And the stakes were that the bureaucracy was encouraged to falsify reports to a judge. Right before the break, Michael told you that I was threatened with forcible drugging, which is really funny, except that it actually happened. They argued that I should be chemically lobotomized so that I could be broken on the wheel of bureaucracy. And on the basis of this perjury, we did have documentation from the Justice Department in another case proving my CIA handler's identity in the CIA. And it was very easy for me to establish that he had testified on Capitol Hill. We had copies of the testimony that he had testified about Iraqi weapons of mass destruction before Congress. I could easily show that he was CIA and that he was an expert on Iraq and that I had a relationship with him. It was a slam dunk defense. It was such a slam dunk defense that people in the intelligence community at first couldn't understand why I wasn't using it. There was an immediate expectation that this would go very well. And that it, you know, that I was going to be able to prove myself and cut to the chase, and we'd get this thing down. But which explains why the bureaucracy at the Justice Department resorted to such wild, incredible lies.
Well, this ordeal went on, Susan, for what was it, about
5 years?
Five years. And during this time, in this year that you spent in Carswell, where they said that you weren't there. And by the way, folks, for those of you who don't know, I believe that Elaine Brown is in that one and the same prison that supposedly doesn't exist.
Yes. I mean, it's scary. Let me tell you, anytime you have a government bureaucracy that is saying that a prison doesn't exist, my goodness. Wow, that's just wild.
Well, ultimately, Susan, I want to get back in here. You're talking about never let a Bush run for the presidency again. But yet, you know, it doesn't matter. Could you imagine a Jeb Bush running against a Hillary Clinton, for crying out loud? I mean, they're both just as bad.
Oh, yes, I think that's true. Yes, I think that's true. I think that we have and that's why I think that the Republican Party right now, there's 10 or 12 contenders. Some of them are good contenders, some of them are not. But the burden is on the Republican Party, because I'll tell you, I would take Hillary Clinton over Jeb Bush.
Well, it goes back to square one. It goes back to, you know, the lesser of the evils. They're both evil. Yep. It's just one, you know, and would you agree that...
But when you have someone who will deprive any American citizen of the right to a trial, who will condone criminal actions by the bureaucracy to shred the Constitution in a federal courtroom, It's bad enough that I was being prosecuted because George Bush was angry at me that I didn't support his war in Iraq. Then he went out and he lied to everyone, and he wanted to hide the Iraqi peace option. So he declared, you know, he lacked the courage of conviction. He lacked the strength of character as a man, as a president. He was so weak, he could not take responsibility for his own decision making, even though he's the president of the United States. And so he wanted to blame the intelligence community and blame the intelligence assets for the war. Throughout this whole period, the intelligence community was being shredded for this. And meanwhile, I was arrested because I did tell them. I did go to Capitol Hill. And I live in Washington. I went straight to Capitol Hill. I said, look, you're making a terrible mistake here. This is true. You know, there's a peace option. We could solve this. This war will have catastrophic
consequences. Susan, I want you to take a moment and share with the, because I have a lot of new listeners on the network here, and I want you to share with them. It was George W. Bush's father, George H.W. Bush, that was the overseer of imposing the sanctions, which killed 500,000 Iraqi children. Yes. And this whole negotiation was about getting those sanctions lifted because they were literally killing people in droves. So tell the listening audience what exactly it was that was being offered by the Iraqis before this invasion. That, you know, I know part of it was that they were going to allow 1 million Ford, Chrysler, and GM vehicles to come to Iraq every year. Isn't that correct?
Yes, indeed. The Iraqis, they were offering several very important details. The CIA was driving a very hard bargain. They weren't every conceivable thing that we could imagine to do, we were demanding. For example, one, the weapons inspections with no conditions, I'm the one who negotiated that with Iraq's ambassador. The other thing was an FBI terrorism task force with authorization to conduct investigations, interview witnesses, and make arrests. That was agreed to by February of 2001, 7 months before 9/11. The Iraqis, so the whole time that we were threatening the Iraqis before 9/11, the Iraqis kept saying, well, we've already told you you can bring in the FBI. Why don't you just go ahead and send them and we'll approve the visas and they can hunt down whatever you think is here. The third thing, very important, Iraq offered the United States preferential contracts in any reconstruction period after sanctions because the economy had been destroyed. The U.S. was going to have preferential contracts in telecommunications, healthcare, hospital equipment, pharmaceuticals. The Iraqis agreed to purchase 1 million American manufactured automobiles, Ford, GM, Chrysler, etc. 1 million every year for 10 years. Another thing was oil. The pumping stations and pipelines were wrecked because it were just degraded because of sanctions. And the United States was offered preferential contracts to rebuild all of that using U.S. to redo the reconstruction and to use guarantees of U.S. equipment contracts for U.S. oil equipment to rebuild the pumping stations and oil pipelines.
Now Saddam Hussein was agreeing to this, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
and Iraq was offering the United States first-tier oil contracts so the United States would have total rights, total access to oil development in the for now and all times. One final thing that Americans don't know, This was devastating.
Wait a minute. Let's save the final thing. We got the next break coming up, so we got one final thing that we're going to get back to. You got to stick around for 3 minutes through the commercial so we can pay the bills here, folks, and then we'll tell you what the final thing is.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. When I stopped to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill and I feel great.
I had 3 bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it could have went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Extreme Prejudice, Susan Lindauer, former CIA asset. And Susan, this is the final segment here, and we're going to go into the one final thing that we had to carry over through the break. So go ahead.
Okay. The last but not least, which is so offensive, thinking of all the American soldiers who died for regime change in Iraq and all the rise of ISIL and the suffering that has come afterwards. Saddam Hussein was ready to retire to a villa in Tikrit. He would have gone. You didn't have to fire a shot. Not a single American soldier had to die. This was a fraud. This was a political fraud to show up Daddy Bush. It was a complete waste of our resources and our military talent. If you believe in the goodness and the treasure. See, I look at the American military. I used to be a CIA and defense intelligence asset. That needs to be clearly spelled out. And we looked at the military as treasure. You don't waste, you don't squander the treasure of a gift like that, of such incredibly talented young men, devoted young men. You don't waste it. and we hemorrhaged it. We bled it to death. There's, you know, we don't have money right now for veterans' benefits, for wounded warriors. We need, you know, anyway, I just want to come back and say that none of those people ever had to die. No one had to get their arms and their legs blown off. Nobody had to suffer post-traumatic stress disorder or traumatic brain injury. So I want to close this last 10 minutes by saying to the Republicans, in 2016, the Republican Party's going to do some heavy thinking about who it wants to lead this fight in battle with Hillary Clinton. I'm going to presume it's going to be Hillary Clinton. Maybe it'll be Biden. Maybe it'll be someone else. But I'm going to presume the heir presumptive is Hillary Clinton. And whoever the Republicans put up, it cannot be Jeb Bush. It cannot be Jeb. We can never have a Bush again.
Okay, who would be your choice?
I'm not even going to tell you that. Okay. I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to say the burden is on the Republican Party to find good people. Like I said, I loved Ron Paul. I personally adore the man.
Well, look at what the media did to Ron Paul, though.
I realize that. I know what the media did to Ron Paul, but I'm giving you a hint as to my type of politics. When I say Ron Paul, I'm giving you a hint as to the type of person I like. I'm not going to endorse anybody for the Republican Party. I'm just going to say that they have, because I know that there's some good people out there, and there's going to be a debate and a healthy, vigorous debate. But I will tell you that if you, the Republican Party, put up Jeb Bush, I will fight to the death to make sure that every American knows that the Bush family was responsible for 9/11, and the Bush family encouraged bureaucrats to break the law in the worst possible criminal ways, committing multiple acts of perjury, felonies against American citizen, constitutional shreddings. These people should be in jail. People associated with George Bush should be in jail. Andrew Card should be in jail. And if you put up Jeb Bush, I will go out and make sure that every American knows why. And, you know, I just want to see, I believe that we're at the turning point of our society and the turning point of our country, and we have got to save America right now.
Let me interject.
If we don't save it now, we may lose it.
I wanted to ask you, Susan, were you aware that George Bush, Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, Condoleezza Rice were convicted in absentia in a court in Malaysia for war crimes?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, and there are certain countries that they cannot even go into without being arrested.
That's right.
These people are drawing pensions. George W. Bush is drawing a pension, playing golf, doing whatever he does, walking around smiling, giving speeches.
Smile.
What's that?
Yeah. That smirky smile.
Uh-huh. And he's walking free. I mean, and the criminality of the Bush family goes back all the way to Brown Brothers Harriman. Funding the Nazis. The father, the grandfather, the great grandfather, all skull and bones members. Just sick in the crime. And then we see it being carried forward now. We thought George Bush was bad. We couldn't wait to see him go with hope and change. Look what we've got now. We've got somebody in the Oval Office that has not, to my knowledge, from what I've seen, carried out one promise that he's made to the American people since he's been in office.
Yes.
Can you tell me one thing that he has done?
Oh, isn't it heartbreaking? I mean, America needed this. The bottom line is we have a chance to every time we change the presidency, we've got another chance. We've got one last chance to get this right. We've suffered so badly. We've lost so much. We cannot afford another mistake. But that means that the Republican Party, if you want to go up again, and I know everybody wants to take out Hillary Clinton. I get it. I know. But if you're serious about that, you cannot put forward another Bush. It cannot be done. It cannot be allowed. And right now, right at the start, the Republican Party needs to hear that and know that. I am offended that I laugh, but it's worth knowing that the prosecutor in my case went on to work for Sarah Palin and John McCain. He was Sarah Palin's top campaign advisor, and he argued in front of a federal judge, I'm not making this up, that the belief in God, and I believe in God, I do not apologize for that. I'm baffled that any Republican would demand that I apologize for that, but that my belief in God meant that I was mentally delusional and insane and hallucinating, and that I should be forcibly drugged to cure me from that, and to cure me of my belief that I'd been an asset working in anti-terrorism.
Well,
and
now,
of course I had done all those things, but this man worked for Sarah Palin at election time, and the hypocrisy of the Republican Party is unforgivable. But again, it goes to it goes to the Bush family. It's the leadership of the Bush family, and believe me when I say it permeates all the way down, and it is a catastrophic for the American people, and
Susan,
it cannot be allowed to happen.
Susan, I want to ask you, isn't it true that their argument was the reason why they thought you were mentally unstable is because you actually thought you could win at trial? Wasn't that their argument?
That was the argument. They tried to make three arguments which were very silly. They tried to argue, and every time they made an argument, we'd shoot it down. They argued that I had to be cured of believing that I'd been an asset, and I said, well, the Justice Department has issued a memo that my CIA handler was a top-level intelligence and an expert on Iraq, so I can prove that in court. And they said, well, the real problem is that you are convinced that you have a 95% chance of success in winning your... I'm glad you remember. See, Mike has a great memory. A 95% chance of victory in court. And this is a delusion, and this must, you know, until Ms. Lindauer can admit that she is guilty, she is not entitled to have a trial.
Until she admits she's guilty, she's crazy.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Basically the argument. Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead.
That's right. And so these things are shocking things. But what they did admit, we forced them to admit under oath, was in court testimony, and this was a vicious court testimony, so it was not positive. It was terrifying. I went out of the courtroom weeping. I mean, sobbing and weeping, just terrified out of my mind. I'd never seen anything so terrible as this. They were arguing I should be forcibly drugged with Haldol, Ativan, and Prozac. God help me. I was scared beyond your imagining. It was terrifying. Terrifying. And
okay, we got about a minute left, so we got to close this
check
up.
Check out my book, Extreme Prejudice, Republicans, The Burden is on You. If you want to be leaders of this country, you have to show a vision, and you cannot fall back on anybody who gave us 9/11 and the Patriot Act. Anybody
right.
who's going to use the bureaucracy for criminal purposes, we will not tolerate it.
Well, thank you so much for coming on and spending an hour with us, Susan. I'll have you on again. Good
Thank
luck
you
to
very
you
much.
In all
Take
your endeavors.
Care.
Thanks for tuning in, folks. We'll see you same time, same station tomorrow night. Bye for now.
A price. And I